Instagram Reel strategies for showcasing a product or service. If you use Instagram, no doubt you have seen Reels, all these videos coming out. Instagram has really prioritized Reels over the past couple of years. They kind of reward creators for making Reels, posting them, kind of direct all attention towards that, at least a good bit of attention. So if you are a small business owner or a side hustler, how can you in fact use Instagram Reels to showcase a product or service? From product showcases to behind the scenes content, perhaps, find out how to create engaging Reels that capture attention and drive sales. We're going to hear today from Clara. She's in Texas. She wants to use Reels to promote her side hustle, but isn't quite sure how to make the most of this feature. Well, I've got you covered. I've learned a lot about Instagram Reels over the past year or so. So whether you are just starting or looking to level up your social media game, let's go over some effective strategies to help you stand out, at least if you want to. Hey, not everybody's into social media, and I get it. But for those who are interested, let's talk it out. Detailed question and my answer in just 30 seconds.
Hey, Chris. This is Clara from Texas. I've been growing my beauty hustle for a while, and I'm trying to get more visibility through Instagram Reels. Yeah, I know it's a popular format, but I'm not sure how to effectively use it to showcase a service. So what are some strategies or best practices for using Instagram Reels to reach a wider audience and promote? Can you let me know what's most important, please?
All right, Clara, I know we have a lot of listeners who are using Instagram, specifically trying to get traction with Instagram Reels. So definitely a few things that I have noticed. And it's not just me, by the way. I am not an expert on Instagram Reels. If you look at my account, you're like, okay, Chris, you're doing okay. But the thing is, I know a lot of people who are doing much, much better than me. So I try to learn from them as well. So a couple things that I have noticed make a huge difference. Short, punchy content. Use Reels to show your products being used in real life scenarios. If you sell jewelry, for example, you want to create a reel showing someone wearing the pieces in different settings or occasions. If your hustle is a service, demonstrate the process or outcome. People really love transformation content. So if you're doing fitness coaching, we got a bunch of coaches out there. Reels are perfect for before and after to visually demonstrate the impact of your work. Next, trending sounds and effects can boost engagement. So there's popular music and audio clips you can use. Instagram often prioritizes reels that uses trending sounds or music. So you try to find audio clips that align with your brand or the vibe you want to create along with those fun effects. Instagram is always coming out with new stuff like week by week, and they want people to see that. So when creators use those new features, they tend to bump them up a good bit in the algorithm. Let's see what else. How-to content. You know, think about the most common questions your audience has, turn them into mini tutorials. If you're a graphic designer, tips on how to choose color schemes. If you sell baked goods, quick recipe demos. Just think small. So that may sound counterintuitive, but for a reel, you just want to teach something really simple in a bite-sized format. Not, you know, here's how you do graphic design, right? It's more here is how you choose a layout or how you choose, again, a color scheme. Think of something small, break down the process. Behind the scenes videos can be helpful. Using calls to action, CTAs, to drive engagement also makes a big difference. Invite viewers to like, share, or comment. Create urgency if you're promoting a sale or limited time offer. And then last but not least, I know I've said a bunch already, but last but not least, post consistently. The Instagram algorithm favors consistency. So aim to post reels regularly to keep your audience engaged. Doesn't have to be daily, but it should be minimum several times a week. And if you do those things, you're definitely going to see improvement. You'll probably notice along the way what tends to work and what doesn't. But again, consistency, along with some of those other strategies, should take you far. Good luck, listeners. Good luck to you as well. Let me know how it goes. Let me know how we can be helpful here with the final month of the year coming up. SideHustleSchool.com, always resources and free stuff, notes page for every episode, etc. And more episodes coming out every day, always free wherever you like to listen. My name's Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.